And he says in that this guy might, you know, how many of you have a friend who when you ask him will say unto you from inside? He'll answer and say unto you from inside. The implication is hardly any of us have a friend that would say, no, I'm not getting out of bed to answer your door because I'm in bed. See, that's the implication. Now, I've read a lot of people reading this, and they try to dissect verse from verse, and that's not what this is doing. His answer is, how many of you have a friend like this who wouldn't get up? He says, no, I'd say to you, he will get up. That's what he's saying. Now, folks, listen. Don't let somebody rob you from the Word. You need to spend time with God, because if you spend time with God, you will get a word from God. He will speak to you. He wants to speak to you. But I don't have time. Really? God can lay you up. It's like the person who said, I used to tithe when I made $100 a week. It's only 10 bucks. Now I make $1,000. It's $100 a week. I can't do that anymore. God can take you back to $100 a week, okay? If it's easier for you there. I love it, man. People just don't realize that the Scripture is there for their encouragement, their understanding, their knowledge of God, so they can walk with God with their eyes open, their hearts all strong, their countenances strong, their world making sense, you know? People, they try to just twist it. And the Bible tells us in this passage that He's telling us even casual friends will answer such a request. And God is not a casual friend. And if even a casual friend will answer your prayer when you say, can you give me, can you lend me, and all that, God is better than that. He says further into the verses, look down in there, it says in verse 8, it says, I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. Now you can see that, can't you? You can see it now. It makes sense. We've kind of blown away the dust and, yeah, okay, I understand what he's saying. Yeah, if somebody came to my house at 2 in the morning and woke me up and got me out of bed, we'd be rubbing our eyes and saying, what, you want a cup of sugar? You're making cake? What? Okay. We might not understand it, but okay, you had the nerve to ask me. Okay. You might think they're a little odd, but if you explain a little further, you know, they've not had anything to eat. Oh, okay. And now suddenly we're getting it, you know. I said, yeah, they would. But they're a casual friend. What's the point? The point is that we have a problem with prayer. We have all the reasons not to do it. And you want to know what the sum total of the prayer problem is? It's pride. We don't pray because we're too proud to pray. We don't pray because of what Dr. Adrian Rogers used to talk about as the perpendicular eye. It doesn't want to bend. Pride is all about me. I don't want to ask for any favors. I don't want to expose my heart to God because He'll know I'm angry or I'm bitter or I'm envious or jealous or lustful. See? God knows all that. But you just don't want to come because you don't want to say, I want to be forgiven. I don't want to. God says, pride. Pride is what will stop us from coming to the throne. And so I want to tell you the point of this prayer in these last few moments together. Let your eye fall down in the passage. And He tells us this. He says in verse 9, I say unto you, ask and it shall be given. You ask and it shall be given. You seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. And I don't know if it's not by divine design, but those words, ask, seek, and knock, spell ask. Isn't that cool? Ask, seek, knock, ask. God just wants you to ask. Now, folks, the interesting thing is I believe as we read this, and if you read it in one fluid moment, you would find that God is implying to us that so few do. He says, you've got to ask. And you've got to not fear asking. You've got to come and you've got to ask me for what you want. Now, as you do, you'll grow from the new childlike faith that says, gimme, 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 and I need this, that, and the other, to the point where you'll get on the level of the paradigm he mentioned. But you ask. Just do it. You must ask. And if you ask, it will be given to you. And you must seek. And if you seek, you will find. Now, I've had many times where I've gone to my Bible and I've read it and I'm like, wow, what in the world does that mean? What does that mean? And I will just bang my head against a passage and finally, somewhere along the line, as I've sought God's face, what are you saying here? He will open a passage and it will just pour down like rain and it will be so sweet because those insights that He gives, because He wants to speak to you. Now that's in our walk with Him. He wants you to understand His Word. He says, the mysteries are hidden from those who aren't of the kingdom, but they're made known to those who are in the kingdom. God wants to speak to you. Think about it. Daniel, come over here. I will show you what's going to happen in Israel. He wants to tell somebody. God wants somebody to know. He wants somebody to know. Ezekiel, come here. Grab him by a lock of the hair, take him to just look what these people do. He wants to show somebody. Look how the abominations are. Look. Ezekiel, look in here. It gets worse. Look, look, I want to show you this. God wants you to know. Call unto me, and I will show you great and mighty. But I don't really have time, God. I'm busy. I don't have time for you. God says, no, ask, seek, knock. You will find me when you search for me with all of your heart. The passage tells us that we're supposed to do this, and these are all imperatives. You must do this. And what we realize when we look at the paradigm again is that prayer is not about getting man's will done in heaven. It's about getting God's will done on earth. Folks, listen, you and I are not on this earth to nurse ourselves. My dog is out of control. You know my dog? How many of you know my dog? He's out of control. He's taking over the house. I left my coat out last night. He's on the couch already. Got him off the chair, which the chair, he can't be on the chair. We have to put things in the chair so he won't get in the chair. He found the couch. I left my coat on. He's not just on the couch soft. He's on the couch on my coat because my coat is a softer side. It's out of control. And yet we live like that, don't we? Where's the softest spot? It's not about God, gimme, gimme, gimme. How do you get what you want? Well, you get what you want by doing what God said. Do it my way and you will find yourself getting. It is so fun to get. Isn't it neat to get something? Something you really want? The Bible says that the desire accomplished is sweet, you know, that a word from a far country doeth good, like medicine, all these things that are just frees you up, it's good. God wants you to get your prayers answered because that's you and Him fellowshipping. And He really wants to meet your need. And the Bible tells us in this passage that the one who seeks finds, the one who asks receives, the one who knocks gets answers. Let me give you some verses that are in the Scriptures. The Bible says, in all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. The Bible says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you will receive them, and you shall have them. Folks, this is your token. This is your promise. This is for you to take home. These are not my promises alone. They are all of ours. The Bible says, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. You say, well, yeah, I've tried that, Pastor. I've prayed. Yeah, you've prayed. And you know what's really cool? I see a brand new Christian. They pray. They ask God for something. They don't know chapter and verses. And they're getting stuff done. Sometimes I like to slip them a list. Will you pray for this for me? Because God's not doing this for me because I've got other things to learn. But He'll answer your prayer because you're new. It's like Lincoln. Lincoln's going to get something, you know, things that our kids might not have got because he's the granddaddy. He might get things that others don't. You know, I go out, I'll see something there, something for Lincoln. Man, but she can't go past the children's department without getting something. But if Amber wants a shirt or a coat, forget it. Get your own, man. Busy. Jesus, you're all grown up now. My point is he says, if you believe, believe, ask believing. You know, our problem is we don't believe. All that problem we saw, right? We don't believe. Why? Because we don't have a verse. We don't have a chapter. We don't have a reason. And we're not praying according to the kingdom. But God wants you to. He wants you to get there. And He wants you to find that joy in His presence. The passage goes on to say, for every one of you, verse 11 says, if a son asks of you bread, of any of you that is a father, will you give him a stone? Well, some of you will, because your ornery is all get out. But you know, quit it. You know, the point is made. If he asks you bread, you're not going to give him a stone. You ask for a fish, he's not going to give you a serpent. If you ask for anything, you're probably going to give him what he asks you for. You're going to give him on that level. And the things that this picture is things you need. You need bread, you need fish, you need eggs. That's food, that's sustenance. This is stuff you need. Now, what do you need this morning? See, you can get what you want if you'll seek what you need. What do you need? Do you need forgiveness? Do you need freedom? Do you need joy? Do you need salvation? Do you need to be restored? Do you need insight? Do you need wisdom? Do you need love in your heart for people that are making you angry every day? God says, ask and it will be given to you that my Father may be glorified in the Son. Come to me and you will get what you need. What you want really should be what you need. when you've grown up in your faith. Look at what he says on down. He says, if you, verse 13, if you then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your... Don't you like that? You evil! You being evil! But you know what that word means? That word evil here means you are full of ulterior motives. And yet, even though you are full of things that will twist you up, ulterior motives, you ask for something, you don't mean that. You know, it's kind of funny. We always use the illustrations of a woman who wants something, you know, a gift for her birthday. And I tell you, I'm busting me out here today. I bought her a meat slicer once. I did. Folks, I confess. And I still hear about that meat slicer 20 years later. Why? Because it's ridiculous. That's why. Because it was ridiculous. I was full of an ulterior... I wanted a meat slicer. So I got her one. Now, I'm 47, and I know better now. But when you're 20s and you're... Well, you don't know nothing. You think you know it? You figure it out. You'll run into that wall again and again. You will. You'll mess up. But listen, my point is that we are full of this ulterior motive. We go to God and say, God, how many times when we were kids, we said, God, I'll do this and you do that. You know, we're like the little kid praying, you know, for some bike and we, you know, figure out a way to blackmail God or something. No, listen. You being evil know how to give good gifts. How much your Father knows how to give good things to them that ask Him. Folks, listen. God knows how to give you just what you need. But sometimes we just won't pray for what we need. Now, folks, I believe with all my heart that if we will pray for what we need, we will get what we want too. The Bible says that godliness has promise of this life and that which is to come. And sometimes what we do is we chase happiness apart from holiness. You cannot have happiness apart from holiness. That's why the Bible says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Happy are the poor in spirit. The ones who are bankrupt spiritually are the ones who are going to be happy. That's what he tells us. And the passage tells us in this passage here, it says, if you being evil, twisted means fist twisted and full of ulterior motives, you know how to give gifts that are good in nature. You know, there are times your kids will say, I want this for Christmas. And you won't get it because you know it's not good for them. But you'll get them something else. And you'll try to find a way to give them something good in nature, right? Like, let's say a little Christian walks in and he says, I want a gun. I want a gun, Dad. Dad, I want a gun. Tyler looks at him and smiles knowingly. Now, let's see, who's going to be in range? No, Joe's not around. So, no, you can't have a gun. So, you see, you can beg it off. You see my point? If he asks for a gun, he doesn't need a gun. What's he need? Well, he may need something else. Maybe we'll get him something that he'll really like. And you'll figure out. You'll try to fit it. It's like my boy one time, Ryan, he was running around grabbing Amber's skates and... And finally, I said, we're getting him skates. He didn't ask for skates. Got him rollerblades. And next thing you know, he's out there rolling around on his rollerblades. And he was like a fish to water with those things. He loved them. He started getting involved in a rollerblade league down here. He was good. Backwards, forwards, round. Big, tall guy, blocking people. That was fun to watch. He didn't know what he needed, but I was dad, and I knew what he needed. He needed those rollerblades. In fact, we got him a pair of rollerblades that had real hard wheels on them. So we had to take back those and get some that had rubbery wheels so they grabbed the wall, the ground. So I learned, but I knew what he needed because I was dad. And he may have asked for something else. What's God do? He knows what you need. And he will give good things to you. And if you'll ask what good things you need, he will give you what you need. And you can get what you want. Would you bow with me?